a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Did you notice the beautiful, beautiful light that was coming out of the sky this morning?
No. I did actually. Do you know what I did think? Mm. As I stepped out my front door, I thought, that's quite light out here.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's what I mean.
But then I got on with my life.
Okay. Well, there's a full moon, right?
Mm.
Today. And so it's at its brightest.
You right. See is it, that so why?
Like, wow. Okay. And so I'm on the way to work. And I was like, because like, there was a bit of cloud cover on the Ballarat.
I
was driving in, and like I mentioned before, I haven't been up this early in a very long time. Well, yeah. To be exact. So I was driving in, and I was like, oh, my God. And I'm coming from Ocean Grove on the Ballarat Highway, and I'm driving down, and I'm getting into Leopold. And you know when you're like, this must be a supermoon or something crazy. You know when it's like just sitting on the horizon, and you're like, this is unreal. This glowing yellow circle on the horizon. And I'm like, oh, my God. I think I'm going to stop and take a photo of this. I'm like, I'll just keep going because there's traffic lights coming up. I'm sure that I'll stop. And then as I kept driving, I realized, oh, no, it's actually a new Guzman and Gomez that's in the Leopold shopping centre, and they've just lit up the sign, and so the big yellow Guzman and Gomez sign
is
circular. So, I was really excited. Like, this moon is unreal. I've got to pull over.
Wow, why is it so yellow? Why is it that colour?
It's I thought I saw it in the sky just before, but I mustn't have because it's on the horizon and it's huge.
There's two men in it instead of one man.
Oh, how embarrassing.
They have amazing moustaches.
I did not take a photo of it.
Are you sure?
Maybe that's something you want to do these school holidays with the kids. Come on, kids, let's get in the car and let's see the new Guzman and Gomez down at Leopold.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You and I have just had a week off, as has Lingy. Lingy is still away. He'll be back next Monday. But Idle Hands, you and I weren't planning on having a week off. Lingy has had the mid-year break planned. You and I, not so much.
Yeah.
It was suggested to us.
Yeah.
And we said, hell yeah.
So we just sat around, basically. Yeah. We just sat around.
Yep. I went to Ballarat. We'll talk about that at some point, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to stretch out the content.
I know, mate.
You can't just waste it all on day one.
That was a thing. But that's about all I did. So just around the house, new house, doing little jobs here and there. There's a leak in the shed there. Let's see how we fix that. That kind of bizzo, yeah?
Let's see how we fix that. So you called someone?
No, I did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And to Bunnings.
I said corrected.
Yeah.
You did not, did you?
Yeah.
Did you ask them how to fix a leaky roof?
No, I asked
you knew.
Stepdad.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't the roof.
I was going to say, there's something
wasn't
something
the roof,
right.
It's the floor.
The floor was leaking.
There's water coming in from underneath the wall of the shed.
Right.
But we've sealed it up with a tar-like substance.
That you probably locked yourself in the shed and laid, and then they found you after 4 hours having a nice little sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Anyway, so I'm getting handsier, which is good. Oh. I've never been a handsy guy.
I wouldn't just yell that out to people.
Well, you know, you got to evolve. Evolve or die.
I'm getting handsier, guys.
I am.
Yeah.
I've become a homeowner, I'm a handsier guy than I've ever been before.
Okay.
So, anyway, I spent mornings, right? So I'm at home in the mornings, which is very unusual for us to be there. And so the girls they still went to school and work and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not every day. It's a rotating arrangement.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of mornings where, you know, I'd drop off the girls at school or whatever, daycare, and then I'd be home on my own. I'd be like, what the hell? Like,
what do I do?
This is so weird. It's just me and the dog. And so I would sit there with a cup of tea and just just enjoy the fact that I'm in my house now.
Did you feel like you couldn't unclench, though? Like,
relax.
Tom, this can't be real.
Well, I spent the first half of last week working also, so that was...
Yeah, see, that's not fair. That's not a week off. That's unfair.
No, but we had to
I don't like that.
No, annual leave, mate. You had to get rid of it somehow. Anyway, so I was sitting there in my kitchen and I had put the dishwasher on. And I was sitting there sipping my cup of tea and I was looking at the dishwasher and I was thinking, I wonder what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Like, how long is it, why does it take 2 and a bit hours?
Yeah.
what's going on in there?
Yeah.
Is everything getting clean? You know, sometimes you pull it out and there's one dish that isn't clean.
Yeah, like, what's your problem?
How did you miss out?
Yeah.
You weren't stacked sort of too tightly with anything else. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Business idea. And
here
this is
copyright.
Yep, copyright. This is how copyright law works. Yep. When we say copyright on the radio,
yes,
that is sort of as good as going through the copyright office and the patents and all that type.
Copyright.
Copyright. I think we've covered that nicely.
Yeah.
What about if they sold dishwashers that had a camera inside? You know, you can look in a microwave.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I mean, you could do a clear front dishwasher also,
well,
but
yeah,
you might not. You might not always like an oven, but you might not always want to see inside. But if you had a little camera,
just something you can have a little peek at.
Hey, so where's it up to? Like, what's the cycle? Is there soap being involved at the moment, or is it? Are we rinsing? Is it drying? If you walked up and had a little screen, if there was a little screen on your dishwasher, you walked up and just went bang, press the button, it lights up, shows you what's going on inside.
Yeah,
genius. How cool?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. But
to the point where I've thought about putting a GoPro in a dishwasher. If they won't do it for me.
People have done that over the journey.
Really?
I feel like you're not going to see much.
Why?
Well, where do you put the camera?
In,
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Okay, idea.
Okay.
Idea.
Here we go. It's all right. All businesses hit a snag.
Four cameras. One in each corner,
okay,
sort of thing, so that you can see either top and both sides, right, the bottom and both sides.
Yeah. So when the water comes out from every angle, and obviously the spinny thing at the bottom.
Okay, idea.
Yeah.
So do the jets, but only not at the cameras.
Okay.
And put a light in so you can see.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it. Let's marinate on it.
Yep, okay.
And put it in the bin.
I'm still calling copyright.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Right now, though, the world's shortest IQ test measures whether you're smarter than 80% of humanity. And I've done it this morning after a week off, feeling quite fresh. I've made you do it in the Ronan Keating song there.
Yes.
Just to make things a bit more quicker, and we're going to go through the answers and see, because I think it's always fun when it's me v you.
Yeah.
Brain v brain.
Yes.
Mano e mano. Or mano e wumo, whatever. Anyway. Number one, question number one is, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Okay, go over that one more time for people playing at home.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total.
Yes.
The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
The ball costs $1.05.
I said 90 cents. The answer is... $1.05. Well,
thank
done,
you,
Tom
Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
One for Tom. Yeah, good job. All right, number two. If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
I said 5 minutes.
And I said 1 minute. And the answer is 5 minutes. Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Lewis.
Yeah, I knew that this would be a real pump up for you.
You said you were surprisingly pleased with your results.
I was surprisingly pleased with how I answered the questions.
Okay, but not in a correct fact. You didn't want to.
Well, I felt really pleased with. I felt like I did a really good job.
Oh, and you did because you did it quickly.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
If
there's one thing I've learned as a 41-year-old male is that it's not always good to do things quickly.
All right. All right. Question number three, the final question. Tom, two, me, stupid. Three. In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads.
Yes.
Every day, the patch doubles in size.
Yes.
If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Right, and I was running out of Ronan Keating as I was reading this one.
I kept
rereading it, and I thought to myself, is it going to go 6, 12, 24, 48?
Yeah.
And then I read it again, and I thought, do you know how long it'll take? So if it takes 48 days to cover the whole lake and it doubles in size every day, that means it hits half the lake at day 47.
Did you cheat?
No, what? I'm literally looking at your messenger message on Facebook that you sent me.
Well, I said 12 days.
Why 12? That doesn't even make any sense.
Because I was like, okay, 48, that's full, and then half of that's 24, and then half of that's 12. Because I thought it was like 2, 4, yeah. 8, you know, like it doubles every day. So I thought, okay, well, the first one's 1, and then it's a, and then it's a quarter, and then it's half, and then it's full. Anyway, whatever, you're smart, we get it.
So is that right for me? It was 47 right?
Yes. 47 was right.
So I got all three.
And I was very pleasantly surprised with myself.
In a 3 minute 30 Ronan Keating song with a 19 second intro as well.
No,
so 3 minutes 11.
You had Ronan backing you. I had nothing out there. Mine was silence.
You wonder why I'm the one in middle management,
okay.
Hey?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It was crazy. Pandemonium last week. A lot of heartbreak, a lot of joy. Taylor Swift, if you're allowed to get yourself some tickets, if you were given a 7 hour period in which you could wait in line, I mean, you probably got lucky.
Yeah.
But the tickets for her tour, which is coming to Melbourne and Sydney, every show is sold out now. So a lot of very sad people, one of which is my friend. Her and her daughter missed out. And she heard someone chatting at one of her exercise classes that was like, yeah, I'm taking all the kids. We're going on Saturday. And then on Sunday again, I'll really just be able to enjoy the show because I'll just be able to relax, you know, and just watch it on Sunday. So she is going Saturday and Sunday. And I'm just like, I don't think you can double dip on a Taylor Swift tour in which you know the whole of Australia and, as you mentioned, Tom, New Zealand, is trying to get these tickets. I think if you're a true Taylor Swift fan, you will only use up your ticket on one day. You will not take up a seat of another person so that you can go and see her again and again and again. If you want to do that, go in the car park, you know, go sing in the car park like all the other stands are doing. But you, Tom, don't agree.
It's Swift eat Swift, mate. It's the world we live in, you know. But I think if you go through the process, buy your tickets, log out, and then go through the process again, and you're lucky enough to get through twice, more power to you. Get a couple extra tickets. And if you want to sink, like, what's that going to be? If she's taking her family and then going herself, it's probably sunk close to $1,000 on Tay-Tay tickets. Yeah. How much more of a Taylor Swift fan do you want to be?
Nah, I don't think it's fair. Let's go to Steve from St. Albans Park. What do you think, Steve?
How you going, guys? Yeah, we got in that waiting lounge at 8:30 in the morning. My daughter did, and she ended up getting two tickets at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Wow,
we could told if you got in early, you'd get through. But apparently, that's not the case.
Yes.
Apparently, some people were just jumping on and getting through straight away.
Yeah.
You couldn't pick your seats. You got allotted seats where they just told you to sit.
Ooh.
So she spent time and got there. But I think that lady would have had an Amex card, I reckon, and done the pre-order with the Amex.
Yes.
If she's out in the gym, you know, talking about going twice, I'm pretty sure she's well off. And she's,
yeah.
I'll get the Amex card, Trevor.
She's got the good yoga pants.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair.
But do you think, Steve, before we let you go, do you think that she should be able, now your daughter's gone through all of this stress just to get a ticket for herself, do you think that it is okay to go multiple nights to see Taylor Swift and take the ticket off another massive Swift fan?
Well, look, I guess it's a hard one, but I paid for these, my daughter and my granddaughter's tickets, and I couldn't have paid for two lots of tickets for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody could fork out that much money for one artist. Like, they want to see Pink later, so in the year, so we're going to wait and go to that, send them to that as well. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's probably something. If you've got the money, go and knock yourself out and do it, but don't tell me about it.
Yeah. I love that,
Steve. I don't want to know. What about Lloyd in Armstrong Creek? Morning, Lloydie. What do you think? Is it okay to go to Tay-Tay two nights in a row when the tickets are so hot?
Honestly, I think you're lucky if you get in one time, let alone trying to go twice. And I think even if you do, it's getting a bit greedy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Because other people want to go.
Everyone else,
they're desperate.
Yeah, because I said, for everyone else who busts their arseholes to go through all the stress to try and get through once, I mean, you're lucky to get through twice. But honestly, all that stress to get through once and then you just sort of hogged it all to yourself, in my opinion, is greed.
Well, I mean, there's also the option to resell that second lot online
for
sort of, you know,
Tom,
a profit if that sort of tickles your fancy as well.
That's not Swiftie behaviour
either.
Yeah. You've been a total non-Swift.
We're learning a lot about the Swiftie behaviour, I think, this morning. Jackie and Whittington, wrap this up for us, mate. What do you think? Is it okay?
Well, I think you're lucky if you can get through twice. Yeah. But when you see people and the, you know, it's like devastation for a lot of these fans that miss out altogether, and then they hear that, and it comes down to the morality of people.
Yes.
And sometimes we are a bit more selfish than others. And I think listening to her brag about that is not nice.
It's not nice.
No, no. She might get a parking fine when she goes up there. When she goes
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.